This is a physical book, Roman 18, XV111, August 1958 through December. It begins straightforwardly with a few gels from various various starches that are being checked out. And then Wednesday, August 27-28, is a duplicate gel to check on the equivalence of all of the what I call the TGF, the transferrin B alleles. All should be BC21, and that there's no significant differences. Therefore repeated in a different order. There is one person, pygmy aborigine, that is obviously has only one transferrin from the look of it. The next page is repeated the same order with Dave Pulick, MDP Tris Borate system. So just confirming the transferrin types. Nothing very striking. And continuing in as the book progresses. Rather nice gel on Thursday, Friday, September 4th, 5th. Various sera from Bluffton, Indiana, for possible odd bands associated with amyloidosis or possible high haptoglobins. They're quite nice multiple bands in the 2B HV22 homozygotes in this. But there are some other bands that are varying that I never really worked out. Trying to insert samples into the gel through a hole in, on the side, Tuesday, Wednesday, September 10th. It was, as I said, it worked well, but I doubt if it was ever used much. It was just more complicated than the benefits. More starch tests, and more general tests, twins, and somebody with ceruloplasmin added a sample on Friday, Saturday, October 4th and 5th. And no particular comment on what was found. Tried on October 21st, tried that new insert mechanism. And with difficulties, which are written, it looks as if I was dictating these things to Otto. Quite strange, the writing. Now some sera from Eloise Giblet, Elo Giblet, which she thought were of the modified 2-1 type. I got many samples from Elo. It was a very happy collaboration lasting many years. She's a couple of years older than me and died a short while ago, sadly. But she had a good long life. The results with hemoglobin look like 2-2 is the comment on the October 21st gel. And one haptoglobin, one transferrin heterozygote. Two gels, October 22nd, nothing particularly remarkable. They're good gels, though, and it's nice to have the images printed out. Repeating them October 23rd, nearly always repeating things. October 3rd, and I'm still trying these different ways of inserting things into the gel, with rubber bands and metal space filler, self-sealing rubber seal, no leakage, easy to set up, excellent slot collapse, etc. Always trying to improve. A test on October 27th of interchange of hemoglobin, haptoglobin, with a benzidine result as well, trying to see whether hemoglobin could move from one haptoglobin to another haptoglobin, and my comment is that there is no interchange visible. Continuing on the following day. Still playing with the wires to make an insertion. October 30th, set up a vertical auto slot gel with much larger and bigger wire, with much bigger wire. Next page, it says, looks very good. No side sample creep. It's essential to use a 3-centimeter gel, etc., etc. So, never went anywhere. Tuesday, November 4th, began, interesting because this is the beginning of, well, maybe not the beginning, but a good record of what I was getting from Les Pinterich, scans of filter paper resolution trace. It actually looks more like a gel, but here's what it says. On Monday, with non-circulating water-cooled gel, so I think it's a gel really, 13% Danish, etc., etc. Very satisfactory result. Tuesday, not quite so pleased, not so good as Monday, but the resolution trace shows the beginning of recording things on a cathode ray oscilloscope, which lesson worked out. Continuing to try an auto insert in November. A regular gel on Tuesday, November 7th. Looking for a different transferrin type. Or not looking, perhaps confirming. Continuing on the following page, more samples again. Tuesday, Wednesday, November 12th. Continuing. Type 1 and type 2 being checked out. New apparatus. Wednesday, November 12th. Trying these magical methods of insertion. Very satisfactory, but lensing caused trouble. More big gels, Wednesday, Thursday, November 13th. Trying different wires on November 8th. Very common comment happening on Tuesday, November 13th, the following page, result very promising. It seems to me I would often use that term, very promising. Friday, November 14th, checking more start. I still haven't resolved the script. I mean, who is writing? Because on Friday, November 14th, I recognise that that is my normal writing. And yet on Wednesday, Thursday, November 13th, the writing is not my writing. And many pages here are not my writing. It's as if I was dictating. But I haven't resolved this in my mind at this point. Continuing to try different ways of inserting samples. November 17th. November 20th must have been a water-cooled gel Thursday at 3:30 p.m. 470 volts non-circulating. With various wires of, again. November, Friday, November 20th, very good resolution, but no or very little lipoproteins. For Wednesday, November 26th, this is a significant day because this was a day of testing with radioactive iron, Fe59, tests on the human transferrins, and how much Fe59 was added, etc., etc., total serum to be used, and various comments, and there's a very pretty gel image on the left-hand page of Wednesday, November 26th, where there are two samples from Otto and then a sample from Charlie Lewis, who was homozygous for one of the slower transferrins, and then the heterozygous Hubert Lewis and Archie Campbell, still not the more usual transferrin, and then Helen Maguire, who was heterozygous for the faster transferrin. So there were several of these, and I imagine the autoradiograph will turn up a few pages later, I know that we got a good autoradiograph that was later published with ELO. But it was a very pretty girl. Wednesday, November 26th, some more checks of wires, etc. Problems. Monday, December 1st, in large letters, air leak. Monday, Tuesday, December 2nd, a rather poor-looking gel photograph on the left-hand page, and a loose photograph on the right. The right one is just looks to be all the same sample, basically. All haptoglobin 2-2. And the left-hand side was a gel which had been frozen. And it said the point is half of the gel was for a radio autograph, frozen quickly in acetone CO2 and put in the deep freeze, exposed for 10 days' time to establish whether better results are obtained with a frozen gel than with one that's allowed to diffuse. This were a high voltage one, Wednesday, December 3rd, one of the water cooled ones, 800 volts, 25 volts per centimeter, tap water cooled. But there was a big air bubble and trouble. Thursday, December 4th, a large number of a gel checking out diabetic families and 2A, 2B, 1. The top half was stained with amisidine. I'm not sure what that compound is. It was a benzidine type compound, I think, for hemoglobin. Monday, December 8th, 9th, quite a pretty gel with a lot of different samples, and a note from Harry Harris, who was in London, and a great friend and a marvellous geneticist. His comment is, "Dear Oliver, here with two samples of plasma, beta B1C and haptoglobin 2-2 from one family showing atypical segregation. This plasma was from an individual 2B in our letter to Nature, etc. Hope that they arrive safely. Best wishes, Harry Harris," and running these samples to say what they were. and the B1C sample from Lena Gibbs was a true B1C, and it was not a true B1C was compared with Lena Gibbs, and there was no difference. Lena Gibbs is B1C and stained with benzidine. That's a better stain for hemoglobin that we used, and hemoglobin, haptoglobin, that we used very extensively later on. Quite a nice gel, and a satisfactory result. Check on Harry Harris's B1C. Half a gel for benzidine, half a gel with amino good, with amino black. And a comment that it was no good at first, but came okay eventually. With this was with rabbit sera, not particularly important. Evidently, the benzidine test was still having some problems. Thursday, Friday, December 12th. Back to gel wires, etc. December 11th. Some comments on December 16, 17, fat stains. And oil blue N plus oil red O looked pretty good. But although the comment is that all are rather disappointing, the only real hope, and I had that from previously, is oil red O plus oil blue N, and with a sub comment that azo oil 50-50-10 is better. So the lipid staining was worthwhile. December 18th in big letters, try OBN and azo OBB. All these different dyes that I used to get and try. With a comment, December 19th, azo OBB has the lowest background. OBN is next lowest background and stains higher. Oil red O plus OBN stains the best and has the same background as oil red O. And that ends that book.